And so it's a pretty exciting field that you're getting involved in. Think of the world you're going to enter as Americans entering their workforce of the most productive and most ethnically diverse crew of Americans capable of productivity in ways we never thought, especially aided by the online pace of development. It's highly likely in the world of medicine that you're going to excel far more than your predecessors ever were able to do. That you will be able to do things for your fellow human beings like Dr. George Hornby did for me.
So his presentation was very well received, and he's become a real colleague and friend and supporter of our College of Applied Health Sciences. So I thought the board would be interested in seeing that video. I'll move on with my remarks, Mr. Chairman. National rankings are also a point of pride, and UIC has burgeoning excellence. And I want to just comment about our College of Nursing was recently ranked among the top 10 such programs in the United States by the Global Network, meaning the World Health Organization, for its initiatives. UIC recently was ranked in the nation among schools in terms of offering bachelor degree programs. Again, another U.S. News and World Report. And I could go on. Recently, the College of Engineering, its Department of Computer Science, was ranked fourth compared to all members of the CIC. The other point of pride is our excellent faculty who are the foundation. They are the bedrock of our programs. Roger Weisberg was recently admitted as a member, elected as a member to the National Academy of Education. Thanks to my colleague sitting next to me, I had this idea several years ago to create a National Academies Committee at UIC. And I'm a member of the Institute of Medicine, National Academy of Sciences, and I was wondering about the National Academy of Engineering, so I called the dean, my colleague here, on the UIUC campus, and I said, I have this idea. What do you think? He said, Paul, it's an excellent idea. You should go for that. We should replicate or emulate you. And sure enough, now you have a UIUC National Academies Committee. The point being is that this committee has had some real impact on nominating and getting our excellent faculty elected to honorific associations such as the National Academy of Education, the National Academy of Engineering, as well as other academies. I do have some bad news to report. One of our very distinguished faculty members, Dr. Robert Rimini, many of you might know of Dr. Rimini's work. He was a member of our faculty. He began his career in 1965. He was the first chair of the Department of History and the founding director of our Institute for Humanities. Well, Dr. Rimini died, as I said, on March 28th, but he will be remembered. He was the official historian for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2005, and he published the first comprehensive history of the United House of Representatives in 2006. He will be remembered for his excellence as well as his intellectual contribution. Dr. Rimini. Another point of pride for UIC is our diversity. You heard Senator Kirk talked about the importance of diversity. I think that our campus is preparing students for engaging in a global America that is truly much more diverse. And when I was at the University of Michigan, our affirmative action policies were challenged, as you probably know and have heard about. But we did a lot of I think important drill down on social science literatures that support diversity and how diversity adds quality to the educational experiences of our students, of our faculty, staff, and alumni. I'm proud to report to the board that our diversity initiatives are moving in the best direction. UIC was recently designated as the new headquarters of the Inter-University Program for Latino Research. We recently received designation as an Asian American and Native American serving institution. On April 13th, Rainbow Push, Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, designated that UIC Day at his headquarters, and we had admissions counselors on site to provide information about UIC and higher education.